The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. You know, folks, I've met a lot of people in my life named Eric. My mailman's named Eric. The guy that cleans my pool is named Eric. And truth be told, I used to be named Eric myself. But Eric, you know who, didn't like me being another Eric, too, and said if I wanted to be his announcer, I had to change my name to Todd. Ugh, I hate the name Todd. What parent would ever name their kid Todd? It's so generic. But I needed the money, my kids gotta eat, and now here's the other Eric, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, come on, cut it out, Todd / Eric. Folks, this is such a wacky show. You never know what you're going to hear, and you never know who I will have as my guest. Today, I am so excited. I really can't believe it. I'm sitting here in the TBN studio with someone I've known since as an actor since I was a kid. Yes, since I was a kid. Clifton Davis. I don't know where to begin. First of all, I will simply say thank you for being here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. It's a privilege and a pleasure.
I got to tell you, you have a resume, so to speak, or an IMDb page or whatever it is that is so eclectic, so broad. I confess to you when you walked in the studio here that growing up in the 70s watching TV, because I was just, you know, a TV addict watching every sitcom, whatever. Uh-huh. I know you as, you know, the star or one of the two stars of That's My Mama.
Yes.
And you
yes.
laugh because I think you have done so much since then. People today probably would know you from Madam Secretary.
Yes.
With
yes.
Taya Leone, and I can't remember who else is on that show.
Tim Daly.
There you go.
Among others.
All right. So a lot of people
Zelko
know you.
Zelko Ivanek.
Know you
BB
from.
BB Newirth.
Know you. BB Newirth, really?
She was on the first three seasons.
Well, a lot of folks. So that's the thing is that there's some careers where you don't know where. You just know you know someone, but you can't remember. I've seen him here. There are very few people that have the breadth that you do. I mean, you were
Thank
on
you.
A lot of folks. Yes, and I say that absolutely as a compliment. A lot of people would know you from the NBC series Amen, which I remember that as well.
Yes.
I don't know what point in my life that was on TV, but I was not watching a lot of TV. But I do remember seeing you on that. But you've done a ton of theater.
Yes, quite a bit of theater, which doesn't show up on IMDb.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well,
I've been blessed to do 8 Broadway shows.
I mean, seriously, wow.
8 Broadway shows and another 10, 12, 15 regional theater and tours and off-Broadway. So a lot of theater intermingled with my career. It's been a real blessing.
Well, and then one day, some years ago, I was flipping around and I probably was looking at TBN and I saw you on there and I thought, this guy's a Christian. This is like, this guy's he's a real Christian, you know? And so I've kind of followed you since then a little bit more closely, but it's great to have you here. I know that you're even in New York to host a TBN show. You do that from time to time.
Yes, I do.
But I want to talk to you about your story, because a lot of times people don't have the room to get into their story and kind of how you came to faith and stuff. This is not a program just for Christians. I mean, everybody, you know, with interest in everything listens to this show. And I think there's some people that would know you from TBN. There are other people that would know you, you know, from TV like Madam Secretary. But I just want to kind of get into your story. So I always ask people, like, where did you grow up? And, you know, that kind of thing. So where did you grow up?
I grew up out on Long Island here in New York.
Where?
Out in Suffolk County, Mariches.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Nobody grows up in Mariches.
Near Mastic and Shirley.
Let me tell you something. That's actually kind of funny, because I grew up in New York, right?
Uh-huh.
We went out to the North Shore as when I was a kid every summer, you know.
Yeah.
And it is funny, because people very rarely say that I grew up out there, because you kind of think it's pretty sparsely populated.
It was, particularly, you know, 50, 60 years ago.
So how did you end up, I mean, how did your folks end up way out in beautiful Suffolk County? Because it is, I love it out there.
It is. It's even much more. It's so exclusive now.
Yeah.
You can hardly find a piece of land.
I know.
Affordable. I ended up out there. I wound up out there because my father and mother divorced when I was very young. And my mother came down to ply her trade as a nurse. She became a nurse and came to New York because she had friends out on Long Island in Patchogue. And she stayed with a friend and got a job at Brookhaven Hospital. And after she got into Brookhaven Hospital, she met a man. She had been divorced from my father for a number of years. And then when I was about 10 years old, she wanted us to meet this fella. And he had a charming little home out in Mariches. And he took my mother with all her four children at the time. It became five and even six. And took us all into his lovely little 2-3-bedroom house out there on the water. And what a pastoral environment to grow up in, where I could fish right off the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where
oh,
I could pick
gosh.
Blackberries and blueberries and wild raspberries and go hunt rabbits. And
that not a lot of people, you know, within spitting distance of New York City can talk about hunting rabbits and picking blueberries and fishing off the – that's really amazing.
That was Long Island growing up. And it was a place where I could get into trouble as well.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Too much trouble.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, how did you find your way into the theater and into the acting life? What was that path for you?
Well, my mother, in order to spare my life, once I got caught in a stolen boat with a friend of mine, said, you need to move on and go to a school away from here. So I went to a private high school in Pennsylvania and came back after high school. It was during that period, as I started working as a video engineer in Huntington, Long Island, I went to see my first Broadway show, and I was blown away.
What was it?
It was The Apple Tree, starring
I didn't even know that one.
Barbara Harris and Alan Alda.
Oh!
Oh, my God. At the Schubert. Are you ready? At the Schubert Theater.
I love Barbara Harris so much. I mean, that is an actress I could watch all day long. I just adore her. And so this must have been, what was this, the 60s? When was this?
This was the 60s. This was 1966, early 67.
Right.
1967.
Yeah.
I saw this. I had gone to work by this time for ABC Television as a video engineer. So I was working in master control. I was permanent there. And I saw this show and went to my boss over at systems maintenance and said, I'm sorry, I got to quit and try show business. He said, "What's wrong with you? Have you lost your mind?" He said, "Are you crazy?" He said, "Come on, Cliff, you're permanent. If you stick around here for just another 19 years, because you've been here a year already, if you stay another 19, you'll get the gold watch. You'll only be 41. I said, "Man, I've got to try this." He said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep this job open for you for 6 months. 6 months. You get a leave of absence. If you decide you don't want to try it, you can come back and go to work for us." 6 months later, I was on Broadway.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. God,
now listen,
is my witness.
You shouldn't say this in public because you're going to encourage young people to think that show business is an easy road.
Oh, no, it
can
wasn't
you, but can you even imagine 6 months you're on Broadway? Can you imagine?
A lot of things had to fall into place. And
well,
I had to be really good really fast.
Well, okay. I want to follow up on that. But before we get to that part, at what point in your life did you come to faith? Just give me like a year and then we'll backtrack.
Okay. I grew up, my father was a pastor.
Aha! All right. We're going to go to a break. That's called a cliffhanger in show business, folks. We'll be right back with Clifton Davis.
You can go your own way.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Imagine I only gave you part of a news story. It'd be pretty hard to follow. That's what it may be like relying on monitoring your credit to help protect your identity. You could miss part of the story. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of identity threats. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock can help you see threats to your identity that you may miss on your own. Join now and get an extra 10% off your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code SMART to save an extra 10% off.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, "The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else." The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. ERIC or Metaxas, go for it.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. And you know, one of the benefits of doing your show in the TBN studios is when they're doing a TBN special, certain people come in. And the other day they said, hey, how would you like to have Franklin Graham on your show? And how would you like to have Clifton Davis on your show? And I said, what? Yeah, let's do it. And that's why Clifton Davis is here today. Clifton, welcome back.
Thank you, Eric.
You have such an eclectic career. We're talking about your life, and I just want to talk about your career, but I also want to talk about your faith journey, because you have done you've practically done it all. I mean, it's kind of amazing how much Broadway you've done, how much TV you've done. You're one of those actors who works, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of that's the goal. You've done a lot of work.
My theatrical daughter from my last Broadway show, Jasmine. Her name is Courtney Reed.
And that's from Aladdin.
From Aladdin.
Right.
She had a name for me. Sir Books-a-Lot.
That's funny. What does it, because I remember watching, you know, Merv Griffin as a kid, and they would always be like, the actors would say, like, hey, you know, it's work. I want to work. I just want to make sure that I'm working. And I always remember thinking, like, you're on TV. You're a big star. What do you mean you want to be working? Like, you act like, you know, you're living hand to mouth. But I realized that in the world of acting, it is a big deal. Are you working? Or are you,
absolutely,
sitting around?
And you go from one brief job to another.
So we talked about your entree into show business and Broadway when you were very young. But I want to figure out your faith journey at the same time. So you said your father was a pastor.
That's right. So coming to know the Lord was a two-phase thing for me.
Right.
The first phase was as a youth, a young man who assimilated into the church and into belief and into faith. But it didn't last. It wasn't planted in good ground.
Right.
It wasn't a seed that could really grow. It was many, many years later, after I tried the world, I tried show business, I tried my own vanity, I tried just about everything there was to try, including drugs and a wild and crazy lifestyle. And it wasn't until I came to a very empty place in my soul that I looked around and rediscovered God. And that was Christmas 1980. And it was at that moment that I had a crossroads sort of come to Jesus moment experience, where I had to either quit the lifestyle I was on in order to live, or just pass on into the next world.
So you were in show business for, what, about 13 years before you hit this spot, I guess, right? So let's go back. So you're a young man. You see Barbara Harris and Alan Alda on Broadway. Changes your life, and you decide, I want to go for it.
Absolutely.
So you said within 6 months you were on Broadway. How? I mean, that's stunning.
Well, it was a real blessing. Going to the right place at the right time and doing auditions. I went to audition for a new show that was coming out called Hair.
Are you kidding me?
No, I auditioned for the first original Hair. And they said,
I'm glad you didn't say, oh, Calcutta.
No, I didn't audition for that.
Yeah.
Although in those days, I probably would have.
Of course.
But they said, you got a really nice voice, but do you have any experience at all? And I said, no. They said, all right, well, go get some experience and then come back. You know, we'll be doing replacements and whatnot. Go get some experience in summer stock and come back and see us. I said, okay, thank you. Then I turned back and said, excuse me, what's summer stock? And they looked at me and knew I was green as, you know, yesterday's apples. So they explained to me what summer stock theater was, and I went out and bought Variety and Backstage Magazine and Showbiz Magazine, which were publications that were on the street in those days.
Yeah.
And I looked in the classified ads for summer stock theater. And sure enough, that summer, there was an opening for an intern that was no pay, no fee. The no fee was very important. In other words, if you could be accepted, it was free to learn about theater. So I submitted, and I went to my boss at ABC and said, let me out of here. He said, all right, I'll give you 6 months. And I went off to do summer stock, and they had me cleaning bathrooms, painting stages and sets, and hanging lights, and watching theater being produced. And little by little, I got the idea. It was three plays that summer, plus two children's theater productions. And I got the lead in one of the children's theater productions where I played Lancelot the Reindeer. That was the first role I had. The very first role I had, however, was Hecky the cab driver in Funny Girl, which was playing in summer stock.
Hecky? I think Hecky is a Jewish name.
Guess what?
You don't look that Jewish.
There weren't a lot of Jewish kids as interns that summer.
Okay.
But my line was, Miss Bryce, your cab is here.
Your cab is here.
Yeah.
Your cab is here.
Miss Bryce, your cab is here.
Unbelievable.
That's how I delivered it.
Unbelievable.
It was my first acting.
So this is in the late 60s. This is before Barbara Streisand and Omar. Was it Omar Sharif?
Funny Girl? After that. Funny Girl was Barbara Streisand.
What did I say?
The movie.
Barbara Streisand, yeah.
But this is before the...
That's what I'm saying. This is before the movie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The Broadway show
This is before. Oh, my gosh.
Before the movie.
So you do that, and then what do? You go back to hair?
No, I did. I did the whole summer. I did the shows, and one of the... I started to say gypsies. One of the dancers from the summer stock professional company.
Right.
Was talking about going to New York to audition for a new version of Hello Dolly that was all black. And I was curious and I learned about it and asked about it.
Yeah.
And this was late in the summer. And so he was going. So I went to New York to see about this audition. And I couldn't get in because it was union only. So
of course.
I went back to summer stock, and a week later, I came to the open call. There were 500. I'm going to make this quick. There were 500 people out there for this open call. They were looking for three more singers. I went in, waited my turn, sang my few bars. They liked it, asked me to stay. Then it was down to about 50, and they asked me to sing again. And could you hold that note at the end? Nothing can stop me now. They said thank you.
That's just showing off. 50 years later, you can still hold that note. Oh, my God.
And I got into the chorus of Hello, Dolly.
Now, who was in the black? I didn't even know that there was a black version of Hello, Dolly. Who was in that?
Pearl Bailey. And Cab Calloway. It was phenomenal.
Pearl Bailey.
They got
and
a special
Cab
Tony.
Calloway.
It was amazing.
I was just a kid in them days. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Now, look, you didn't have done so much. Did my eyes deceive me that you wrote a song for the Jacksons?
I wrote a number of songs for the Jacksons.
I mean, who can't say in this studio of all this crew, we've all written songs for the Jacksons, but you've written, I can't even believe that. So you're also a songwriter.
Yeah.
How in the world did you come I know we're leaping around, to write songs for the Jackson 5?
Well, I started writing songs. I wrote a song in high school. It was my senior class song. I co-wrote it with a classmate, and I didn't put the two things together
right.
that I could write. I didn't pursue it. And years later, after I was in Hello, Dolly, I was in between shows one Wednesday or Saturday.
Right.
And I went down to the pit to play the pit piano. I thought I was going to get into trouble when Judd Walden, the pit piano player for the orchestra, came back and said, "Hey, Clifton, what?" He knew my name because I was an understudy. He said, "What are you playing?" I said, "Oh, I'm just noodling. He said, "You need to write that noodling down. That sounds like music. Yeah, that's a song." So he wrote and was in the process of writing a new Broadway show called Raisin.
Oh, come on. Come on.
So,
really?
Yeah. So he asked me to help him put some soul into his music. And
this is one of those it's like we're making it up. I bumped into a guy and he said, "Hey, I need you to put some soul into my music," and it became Raisin. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Clifton Davis. I know you won't go away. Why would you?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the public impeachment hearings have come to an end, President Trump says he doesn't expect to be impeached, claiming Democrats have absolutely nothing incriminating after the testimony. An FBI lawyer is suspected of altering a document related to surveillance of a former Trump campaign advisor. That's according to a person familiar with the situation, the allegation part of a Justice Department Inspector General investigation into the early days of the FBI's Russia probe. President Trump responded by asserting the FBI had tried to overthrow the presidency. In Hong Kong, the election for the 452 seats on the city's 18 district councils usually gets little attention, but this year has shaped up to be a pivotal battleground for the pro-democracy protesters that are anxious to seize the ballot box to legitimize their cause. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Say goodbye. No, 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 no. Never can say goodbye. Even though the pain and heartache seems to follow me wherever I go. No, I tried to
Never Can Say Goodbye. That's sounds a little bit like Michael Jackson, because it is Michael Jackson. I happen to be sitting here with the man who wrote that song. Come on, really? Clifton Davis, you wrote that song? That is just tremendous.
It was a blessing.
That's what a huge, I mean, and I'm laughing because, I mean, you know, the one pager on you doesn't even mention that. That would be, you know, that would be the lead line in most people's thing that, you know, I wrote a song for the Jackson 5 that you know, because it's not like an unknown song. It's a known song for them. Mm-hmm. So you said that this guy Judd pulls you into songwriting for Raisin. And
no.
That, no.
Just to help him arrange.
Oh, for arranging.
Yeah, he had his songs. He and Bob Britton had written their score. And they had a gospel song that was a jazz waltz. And they kind of felt the jazz waltz wasn't truly gospel or sound like that. And I grew up in the church, so I knew a little bit about Mahalia Jackson and the Five Blind Boys and some other real gospel. So I took this song, He Come Down This Morning, and instead of going dee 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 dee, I said, no, no, we gotta go. He come down this morning. Who he come down this morning?
Oh, man.
Anyway, I helped him make it soulful.
You have just been, the Lord just like dumped buckets of talent on you. You know that, and that you are so blessed. It is funny though, because you just have that as a gift, and then and here you are walking into places where those gifts are very early on being recognized and put to use. And it seems to me that that would lead pretty quickly to writing other songs.
Yes, it did. It did indeed. And so I continued writing with Judd's encouragement. And I happened to be dating a young lady named Melba Moore at the time.
Cut it out now. The name dropping, it's unseemly. Albin, this has to stop. You happen to be, I like it. I was dating a lady who happened to be named Melba Moore. Oh, okay. All right. Let's see what happens now.
So okay. Melba was headlining at Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
Okay.
And I was to accompany her there.
Okay.
And while there, one of my friends had gotten a job as the road manager for the Supremes. They were at the Frontier Hotel while Melba was at the Caesar's Palace. So they called me for lunch, and they said, you want to come over and meet with the Supremes? I said, I got a song for them. I would love to meet them. So he brought me in backstage into the dressing room, and sure enough, there was a piano sitting there. And I said, hey, ladies, it's wonderful to see you. They said, hi. By that time, by that time I had been working hard on Broadway, and I was moving up. So I had a little name. And I said, I wrote a song for you. Really, for us? You wrote it for us, or did you just write it? No, I wrote this with you in mind, and I started to play it. It's called Here Comes the Sunrise. And so I played the song on the piano. They loved it. They said, our producer will be here tomorrow. Are you still in town? I said, I'll make sure I am. So Frank Wilson came in the next day, heard the song, loved it, and said, I want to cut it on the Supremes. And when I went out 2 months later to sign the contract for the song for the Supremes, a producer popped his head in the door at Motown, and they said, oh, say hi to Mr. Davis. His first name escapes me. He's the producer for the Jackson 5. I said, what? I said, hey, I got a song I wrote for Michael. He said, let me hear it. I got 5 minutes. I played the song on the piano. He stopped me halfway through. He said, wait a minute, slow it down a little bit, will you? Because I had it up like A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, never can say goodbye. No, 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 no. He said, no. He said, slow it down a little bit.
That's why he's the producer for the Jackson 5, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he slowed it down and he went, that's a smash. I'll take it. And that's how I got into Motown.
I mean, I know you're just making this up off the top of your head, but this is like a Forrest Gump story. Every time you turn around, you bump into like another big star. But I mean, this is very early in your career, and you are working with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson and
Gladys
so on
Knight.
And so forth. Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me briefly I was a pip. briefly. No, I mean, seriously, that's just... it's just one of these marvelous showbiz lives that you have led.
And, that was the early part.
And I was going to say we're not even into the 70s, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, that's so incredible. But you, you found your footing really quickly. So how did you get to know the Jacksons? Did you have a relationship with them over the decades, or was that just a brief?
Over the years, at concerts, backstage.
Yeah.
I had access, so I would go and hang out and play other songs. Yes. I wrote three songs for them.
Oh, my gosh.
I wrote Looking Through the Windows, which was the title of one of their albums. I wrote Uppermost on My Mind, which was on their Skywriter album.
We're going to go to a hard break again. Folks, I know I don't have to say don't go away, because why would you? This is the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to Clifton Davis. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com. Hey folks, World Kindness Day was November 13th, and if there's anything the world needs right now, it's a little kindness. That's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. We're asking you to share a kind word or deed or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag LoveThyNeighbor. So share your faith by showing kindness and post your story using the hashtag LoveThyNeighbor. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, is now playing.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-in pest-free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
One, two, three.
Hey there, folks. This is here for Taxi Show. I'm talking to Clifton Davis. We're going to play some Southern fried rock just to throw you off your game so you can't say I wrote a song for those guys. You didn't write any songs for Lynyrd Skynyrd, did you?
No, I didn't.
All right, thank the Lord, because otherwise, seriously, you know, we glancingly touched on Pearl Bailey. You've worked with all the greats.
A few.
Cab Calloway. I mean, really, it's just an extraordinary.
I toured for a year with Lena Horne. Good Lord. What a blessing.
Lena Horne, really?
Yeah, the real one.
Now, your wife's here. Is he making this stuff up? Come on. That's truly amazing. What did you do with Lena Horne? You talk about a legend. I mean, what did you do with her?
I played the title role in Pal Joey. And she was the star.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. Well, I think if Lena Horne's involved, she needs to be the star.
Yes. She was amazing.
Gosh.
It was, the 70s was very exciting. Well, it started off with the Melville Moore Clifton Davis show. After Never Can Say Goodbye came into being, and it was all over the radio in 1972, and I got a Tony nomination for Best Actor in a Musical in Two Gentlemen of Verona on Broadway.
What?
I got...
Now, don't tell me you met William Shakespeare, because I know you're lying. I know you're lying if you say that. Okay, let's go.
I got invited to co-star with Melba Moore on a new CBS summer series, and they had no idea that we not only knew each other, but we were an item. They didn't know. She was the star of Pearlie, and she had won the Tony Award. And I was starring in Two Gentlemen of Verona and nominated for a Tony Award. And so they put the two of us together, and of course, it was magical because we lived together.
And so what was that show?
The Melba Moore Clifton Davis show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. My parents didn't let me stay up that late. So
we replaced Sonny and Cher for the summer of 72.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, there's much more. We've got to move forward.
I probably watched this show. Who says we got to move forward, Clifton? This is my show.
Yeah, you're right.
I can drag my feet, and we can get stuck in the 70s for as long as I want.
Sounded a little like Sammy Davis Jr. there.
Exactly. That's right. Me and Sammy.
I got Sammy stories.
He's got Sammy stories. So why would we want to move forward if you've got Sammy stories? It's so funny and so delightful. But, I mean, it seems obvious that with that kind of talent and success early on that you would have met all the greats. I mean, you mentioned Sammy Davis Jr. My goodness. In the 70s, you know, he was still Sammy. He was.
Oh, yeah.
When did you meet him, if I can ask?
I met him first in 68 when he came to see Hello, Dolly. And I was one of the chorus boys backstage. And Pearl Bailey told him, hey, Sammy, his last name is Davis, too. That's Clifton Davis. Sammy came over and shook my hand. And he said, you know, we Davises are going to take over the world one day. I said, yes, sir, Mr. Davis.
You sounded a little bit like Sammy when you said that. I could hear him. I could hear him saying that.
Anyway, that was the first time. Then I met him backstage at a Westbury Playhouse out on Long Island with Melba. And then I met him again and then again. And next thing I knew, I was.
You were running with Sammy. Was he wearing fur coats and stuff? What was he doing?
No. Wasn't that kind of relationship.
Oh, good.
but he was certainly a party in a pocket.
That's I've never heard that term, but I'm trying to think. I was watching a documentary, I guess, on his life. And you know, it's a funny thing. Depending on what age you are, you catch certain parts of people's careers. And in the documentary, I really was astounded at his life.
Yeah.
Just astounded at the talent and things that I had never quite appreciated and understood. But when you say party in a pocket, you get that impression that he was almost, I mean, it's kind of like when somebody, they're longing for God, there's some kind of a wound and they want to fill it with jewels and furs and, you know, whatever it is, Rolls Royces and stuff. And you just get the impression that he just lived like that. He just couldn't help himself.
It seemed to me that he did. He was so gifted. His life was so rich and full. His spiritual life, I don't know. I think he found faith through Judaism.
I forgot about that. Most people are not tracking with us here. You know what I mean? Unless you're of a certain age.
That's true.
The idea that Sammy Davis Jr. converted, as did Elizabeth Taylor, to Judaism. Like, you think if there's anything that people don't really convert to, it's Judaism. People convert to Islam. People convert to become Christians. But the idea that he converted to Judaism, you think, what? Like, what have we missed, you know? And I never quite understood that.
I was given to understand that before he passed away, he reconverted to Christianity.
Are you serious?
Yeah. In the last days of his life.
Wow.
And you know, I thought I was in the last days of my life in 1980. Well, when I came back to the Lord.
Okay, I did want to get to that. So during the 70s, obviously, you saw a lot. And you saw success on a sitcom. So, you know, people who don't go to the theater, they That's know who you mom. Are. And but you said that before you got much past, you said Christmas 1980, you hit bottom.
I hit bottom and I was emotionally ready to sign out, just ready to accept the end. But God had another plan. And that's so true with so many people in this world. Just when they think it's over, it's not over until God says it's over. And if you accept His plan, life comes with it. Not only life here on earth, but life everlasting. And when I came to realize that Christmas, I put down my crack pipe, I put down my pills, I put down everything and embraced a loving God through Jesus Christ.
I mean, I you kind of threw me with the crack pipe reference because, you know, 1980, that was not exactly that very – it was not that popular, or maybe it had just become popular at that point in your world.
Yeah.
I mean, that is unbelievable. I want to hear the rest of that story. We've just got a few minutes left in this hour. But unless they drag me and Clifton out of here, I'm not going anywhere. We're just going to keep going. Folks, we'll be right back with the rest of the story.
Sure and true. Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senate Republicans are taking a closer look at the likelihood that they'll be presiding over an impeachment trial in January. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
With what Republicans have called the show trial of President Trump now complete in the House, it's expected Democrats there will finish what they began by impeaching the president next month. If so, it's likely the Senate would hold its trial, considering those charges, in January. Several GOP senators met at the White House on Thursday to discuss timelines and strategy. Media reports cite unnamed sources as predicting a Senate trial would be short, with GOP leaders eager to acquit the president as soon as they muster the needed 51 votes. Bob Agnew reporting.
And the upcoming election in Hong Kong shaping up as a pivotal battleground for pro-democracy protesters that are anxious to seize the ballot box to legitimize their cause. The Dow is ahead 117 points. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. It's Andrew Taxis. I'm talking to Clifton Davis, whose resume is way too long to get into right now, so we're just talking. I mean, seriously, there's just so much to talk about. You came to faith because something was wrong in your life. What was it exactly that led you to that place and that gave you the strength to put down the crack pipe? I mean, these things are not so easy to do, even if you wanted to. A lot of people would like to quit drugs or whatever.
I was supposed to be a celebrity on Super Password Plus. And, you know.
Who was that? Was that Bert Convy? No.
No, that was Betty White's husband.
Alan
Ludden.
Ludden. Oh, my gosh.
So he was hosting. And 3 days before that, I started getting high. And after two nights and 3 days of being awake, I fell asleep. And about 10 hours later, they got through to me, and it was 6 hours past when I was supposed to be at that television show. And my manager quit me right there. He said, "I'm done with you. I'm finished." He said, "Your name, it's mud in this town." He said, "Trust me."
So this wasn't the first time that this happened?
No, I had messed up once before. I was only, 15, 20 minutes late. This time I was really in trouble. And so I got depressed, and it was an excuse to get even higher. And I did. And I got really depressed because I figured I had thrown my career away. Like you say, it was 13 years that I had tossed down the drain just that day. So I didn't really want to live for a moment. And my younger brother, who was a minister, called me and said, "Where have you? We've been trying to reach you. We thought you were coming to Mother's house for Christmas." He said, "Mother had a dream last night that you were about to die and that that the devil was playing with you." And I said, "Look, don't worry about me. You guys just take care of yourselves. All right, I'm okay. I'll be fine." He said, "No, you won't." He said, and I want you to pray with me right now. So he started praying with me, and I started weeping. I just wept like a baby. And I never really told him how strung out I was at the time or how desperately depressed I was. But that prayer helped wake me up. And I began to pray. And I called another brother after I hung up the phone who lived in Santa Clarita. And I asked him to come down and drive me to LAX. And I lived in Hollywood. He said, I'll be right there.
So people who know the geography, that's a long way to drive. I mean, that's
for
as far out of his way as could be.
So he got there, and I had sealed all the windows for privacy. He opened up windows. He opened the doors on this penthouse apartment that I had, and the wind blew in the window, and he put a Bible down on the table, and he went to the piano, and he started playing hymns. And the Bible was blowing in the wind.
Okay, now we're going to another break here. This is another cliffhanger, folks. That's the beginning. That's the end of hour one. We'll be back with a little more Clifton Davis. Don't go away.